Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Pursuing and arresting members of Hizb ut-Tahrir has become the Houthis' main preoccupation. Allah Almighty says in His holy book,
وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ
Who they resented for no reason other than belief in Allah, the Almighty, the Praiseworthy. Al-Buruj 8. In a scene that reveals the extent of the confusion and fear of the truthful word, the Houthi security services in the Habur Dalima area of Amran governorate on Tuesday 13 Shawwal 1447 AH, corresponding to 31st March 2026 CE, arrested the young man Rabi' Abu Rawiya, aged 14, from his farm in his village. When members affiliated with the group kidnapped him and hid him for about a week in a prison in the city, without any crime and without shame before Allah or His servants during the days of Eid, and without the knowledge of his family, who did not realize about him until after he was detained in pre-trial detention, as is done with perpetrators of crimes. The Houthis and their leadership, who were yesterday either the counterparts of the members of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the prisons of the former regime or fugitives in the mountain passes, are today under the umbrella of a secular republican system that contradicts Islam and its democracy, which places sovereignty in the hands of the people, not in the Sharia, since they settled in the former regime's residence and ascended to the same seats of power. They have been clamoring for the republic and sanctifying a putrid nationalism, which their leaders and masters embraced and swore to uphold, sacrificing their own children to protect it. And yet, having erected its idol, they devour it. Now they are silencing the people, even though their man-made constitution guarantees accountability. By doing so, they are violating even their own laws that prohibit arrest or restriction of freedom and mandate adherence to strict specific procedures as stipulated in Article 7, 11, 73, 76, 77, 105, and 184 of the Criminal Procedure Code. Arresting someone is a crime punishable under Article 246 of the Penal Code, and those who hear this will be silenced. Or is the law only invoked when it serves their interests and buried when it exposes them? Or is it fear of truth when it is the truth and of falsehood when it is exposed? And before all this, they violated the rulings of Islamic law by arresting those who enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong. So where are all these rules and regulations that the Houthis claim to uphold but fail to apply to the people as intended? They let their criminals go free while arresting innocent civilians. They have neither governed by their own man-made laws nor by the divine law of Islam. Is it the judgment of pre-Islamic ignorance they seek? Al-Ma'idah 50. They call themselves the supporters of Allah, and they describe their movement as a Quranic one. Their leaders' words have been written on walls and streets, including, quote, "a policy based on silencing voices is not a Quranic policy at all." And in the Quran it says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ
O believers, why do you say what you do not do? How despicable it is in the sight of Allah that you say what you do not do. How beautiful their names are and how ugly their actions are. They fight those who seek to implement Islam and they arrest them unjustly and arrogantly. With these actions, the Houthis have betrayed the believers and made promises to Muslims worldwide. They persecute those who guide Muslims to the path of their dignity in this world. They have added to their dark record and their prisons the arrest of Rabi' Abu Rawiya, following Abdul Wahab al-Barushi in Imran, Khalid Muthanna and his brother Majid Muthanna, Muhammad Ahmed and Saddam Naji in Taz, who have languished in Houthi prisons for months without having committed any crime or offense and without any legitimate justification, except for being preachers calling for the establishment of the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, which will rule by Allah's law, sweep away the capitalist system, and mobilize armies to defend the lands of the Muslims under attack from the Uyghurs, Kashmir, and Central Asia in the east to the shores of Africa in the west, including Palestine. What is happening today in Iran is clear evidence of the infidels' violation of Muslim lands. When, O best of ummas, did calling to Islam become a crime for which a Muslim is imprisoned and punished? And we say to the Houthis, now that you have become what you wished for yesterday, beware of the following in the footsteps of those who perished before you. Be wise and cease confronting those who carry the clear and detailed message of Islam. Know that the earth belongs to Allah, and His righteous servants will inherit it. As for the arrests, they will only increase the strength, resolve, and determination of the Hizb's members to work and sacrifice for the establishment of the Khilafah. For it is the true test for those who carry the message and for the Ummah to recognize your injustice, contradictions, and weakness, and to motivate us to work to end the oppression and establish the rule of Islam. Allah Almighty says,
لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا ويوم يقوم الأشهاد يوم لا ينفع الظالمين معذرتهم ولهم اللعنة ولهم سوء الدار.
We certainly help our messengers and the believers, both in this worldly life and on the day the witnesses will stand forth for testimony, the day the wrongdoers' excuses will be of no benefit to them. They will be condemned, and they will have the worst outcome. This will only increase the hatred and resentment of the Yemeni people towards the ruling regime, in addition to their existing resentment and hatred due to the policies of impoverishment and starvation, the plundering of wealth, the monopolization of resources, and the violation of the most basic legitimate rights, such as the right to express an opinion in accordance with the provisions of Islamic law. And its call is not new. It was launched from Jerusalem in 1953 in response to the Almighty's words,
وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ.
Let there be a group among you who call others to goodness, encourage what is good, and forbid what is evil. It is they who will be successful. Ali Imran 104. And it continues with the aim of reviving the Muslim nation from its profound decline and liberating it from the ideas, systems, laws, and control of disbelief in order to establish the Khilafah Caliphate. This goal means returning Muslims to living an Islamic life in an Islamic land and an Islamic society where all aspects of life are governed by Islamic law and where the guiding principle is what is permissible and forbidden. When Muslims appoint a Khalifa, Caliph, and pledge allegiance to him, promising obedience and loyalty to rule according to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of his Messenger, both domestically and internationally. In compliance with Sharia, Hizb al-Tahrir adopts the method of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in establishing the state in Medina by creating a group of believers to engage in intellectual struggle and political struggle until it is able to reach the rule in place of systems whose constitutions and laws were based on the doctrine of separating religion from the state, permitting what Allah has forbidden in excluding his rule in politics, economics, and foreign relations, and replacing it with the whims of people. O people of reason and political acumen, and O human rights activists, Hizb ut-Tahrir is a political party whose ideology is Islam. Islam is its foundation, and politics is its practice. It engages in reasoned debate, countering arguments with arguments, ideas with ideas, and evidence with evidence. This party, whose members are persecuted and arrested, does not engage in any physical action, nor does it participate in any unlawful activity. It does not spread corruption, nor does it bear arms. not out of fear, but out of commitment to the legitimate method of establishing the Islamic State. The Khilafah's aim is to revive the Ummah in a true renaissance through enlightened thought and to restore it to its former glory and eminence so that it may seize the initiative from other Ummahs and peoples and once again become the leading state in the world as it once was, governing it according to the rulings of Islam. O tribes of Yemen, its scholars and its influential figures, Hizb al-Tahrir, the vanguard, whose people do not lie, calls upon you to be like your forefathers, the Ansar, who answered the call of truth when it became clear and evident to them. Nothing prevented them except embracing it and supporting it before the entire world. Thus, they attained worldly honor by establishing the Islamic State in their land, and they won the hereafter in the pleasure of their Lord. Allah Almighty says,
الَّذِينَ آوَوْا وَنَصَرُوا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ
And those who gave them shelter and help, they are the true believers. They will have forgiveness and an honorable provision. Al-Anfal 74, Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen.